singer.
So he could watch her. And a lot of pictures. They have this one still of Brian Wilson lying on the floor that they would keep going back to again. Again and again and again. Since Brian was not participating, it's just a picture of him, like, wigged out.
On the crazy kind of world.
Yeah. But really, I mean, unbelievably fascinating. What I didn't realize is how many tours, you think of the Beach Boys, the great Beach Boys, how many tours during the 60s they canceled because of one reason or another. There's one time they went out on tour, and it was right when Martin Luther King was assassinated, and canceled it, and then they went out and they did another tour. And
you had tickets for that show, didn't you?
Rob. Yeah. Rob. It was Rob and his stroller in 1968.
It would have been great. Are you kidding? It would have been fantastic.
Brian Wilson.
This is the real Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson.
So they were up in Ocean City, as a matter of fact.
Were they really?
Huh. Yeah,
the 4th?
The Beach Boys on the 5th.
On the 5th.
Playing at a minor league baseball stadium.
Wow. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And that band, I mean, what, is Mike Love still there?
He's the only one.
He's the only one that's left.
Yeah, he's the only one.
We really got off heavy on it, you know. It was great.
You needed to watch it till the very end. They had, like, clips of an interview they did with Brian Wilson, and it was possibly the payoff was the very, like, last 45 seconds of the whole show.
Really? Because
they were running the clips with the, and then run with interview clips from a Brian Wilson interview from a couple years ago.
Thank you, my friend.
Also, one more Brian Wilson thing. If you had to see it, the Queen's Golden Jubilee on VH1, it ran 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of rock names, Ozzy and Paul McCartney, blah, blah. But they also had Brian Wilson play with his band, and he was definitely the best act of the show. So if you guys can get a tape of that, I definitely
recommend it. We had a good time that night. I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
About Ozzy, what is the deal with Sharon? Is that breast cancer? Is that
It is definitely cancer. She's undergoing treatment.
Wow, that's all I know. But you know that?
I haven't heard anything about that yet. I've been in the hospital.
Hey, you're the newsman.
I've been in the hospital.
You're the newsman, Buzz.
Yeah, get back to work, Buzz.
Unless she was in the next ward, I wouldn't know.
You're helping now. Get back to work.
I will.
Come on. I mean, it happened while you were out of the hospital.
Interesting. Nobody mentioned it to me. I don't know why.
Do you get that? Okay, there's a thing that you get called a newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Do you get it?
Not in Kansas, no.
You were in Kansas?
Well, you said it happened when I was not in the hospital.
Like after you got out?
After I got out? No, I have no idea. No, I didn't hear it.
The front page of the Washington Post.
Didn't see it.
Okay.
Must have missed it. Sorry.
It's a tragedy, really.
Yeah.
You've been putting up with this crap all those years. You finally do something where you become the star and then you get the big C?
Wow. And
wow.
A lot of Ozzy's fans are pissed that he canceled the Ozfest.
Mm-hmm.
He's rescheduling.
See, I was cruising along and listening to a rock station, and they made the announcement that Ozfest had been canceled, and I just chalked it up to, you know, Ozzy being effed up again.
I've been rescheduled.
No, is it because Sharon has cancer?
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it didn't say what kind of cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's a shame.
I'll look into that.
Would you please?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
Might be beauty cancer.
What?
Beauty cancer.
Rob. Rob,
she's not a bad-looking old lady.
In her day, too.
That's right, but it's only in the first stage.
Shut up. You're right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Newark, New Jersey, on our line for Republicans.
All right. My question is, at what point did you hear, did the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network, with few exceptions. Like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Mike O'Mara's taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think the times were different.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What network was that with
this
Mike?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That was CNN.
My taint got on CNN.
CNN.
How do you like that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Hi.
Good to hear everybody's doing good. Listen, I'm calling from Madison, Wisconsin.
Right, Mad City.
Mad City. And we have this affiliate here, 100X.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I'm sitting in Madison right now, and I cannot get you guys. The station is coming in like S.
Hmm.
You know, we got that sunspot thing going on? Because I couldn't get any radio station.
No, we should be past that.
It's been like that for quite a bit now. Hey, also, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you if Buzz had a Highway 420 bumper sticker on his wheelchair.
Get out of here.
Yes, I do. And I have an update on the Sharon Osbourne story, too.
I knew you would.
Yeah. By the way, her cancer was announced on Tuesday while I was still in the hospital, and her surgery was on Wednesday.
Stop covering your
while
hat.
I was still in the hospital. Just thought I want to clarify the record on that. The type of cancer she has still not been specified publicly, but I will tell you that she did all the drugs with Ozzy in years gone by, and she did, at one point, have a gastric bypass operation in which she lost 90 pounds. At one point, she weighed up to 224 pounds. If I was going to guess, I would guess that the problem would be in that area. But, you know, we haven't...
So she might have ass cancer.
We haven't heard any intestinal, perhaps, but we haven't heard any official announcement, so we're forced to guess.
All right. And, you know, you can't rely on Ozzy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not even sure.
Ass cancer.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's got Ozzy ass cancer.
God, it's Sharon Osbourne, Rosemary Clooney.
Hello. We wish her well.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Don and Mike.
I'll be at that funeral, too.
I know you will. And thank you for attending the Clooney funeral.
Hello?
Thank you
hold
all.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Well, never mind. You hung up. Now go ahead, Rob.
What?
Tell us.
Rob was in Mayville, Kentucky.
I went south over the holiday. I know you guys were on vacation as well. And
What did you do?
I paid my final respects to the Clooney corpse.
How did you pay your final respects?
Rob apparently told the funeral director that he needed a few moments
alone. I gave the funeral director $20, and I said I need a few moments alone to pay respects to the corpse.
And I understand that.
I mussed her hair. I rolled that grand lady of song on her side.
Oh, no.
I took away one final memory.
You're a big fan.
I was. And am.
I understand when George Clooney walked in, all he saw was your bare naked ass pumping his dead ass.
My God, it's Rob.
I must the drapes in
there. Rob, you have to stop doing this to all these people that you like.
That's a tribute, Mike. If you went into that funeral home in Mayville, Kentucky, all you'd hear, except for quiet weeping, is the dull creak of the casket.
Oh, God. And, of course, a cleaning bill to beat the band.
That's right.
So you,
I'm on at my house.
So you actually had sex with the dead corpse of Rosemary.
Only once.
Oh, dear.
Well, that time.
My God.
Many times while she was alive.
Who'd have thunk it?
Her and Martha Ray.
Wow.
I
had them all.
Just the dull creak of the casket.
Who was more upset, George or Nick?
Oh, Nick was pleased. He thought it was a fitting tribute. George D was nonplussed.
Yeah, not nonplussed totally. But but they let you go on your way. But they didn't let you attend the formal service.
No. Well, Nick hates to see anything go unfinished. So he said, "Okay, this once, Rob, if that is your name, but that's all." And I said, "That's good," and I'm gone.
And but you said, did you say good day to him?
I said good day to you, sir. Good day to you, newscaster Nick Clooney. And thank you. Your sister was a great lady.
A great lady. There you go.
And you're pumping her.
Right.
My God, who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, it was. You know,
surprised they let you out of that state.
Oh, it's nice to be.
Now were you? Let me ask you. Now that we've established the facts,
yes.
On the air,
yeah,
that you were in Kentucky,
and you're a necrophiliac,
right?
At the funeral parlor.
Some people call it a necrophiliac. I call it a fan of great music.
Sex with the dead Rosemary Clooney.
Yes.
Were you
Rosie?
Face effing her? Were you?
No, Don. No,
not at all.
That's all that work they put in? You don't mess that up.
Yeah, except the hair.
Sometimes.
Just a little tousled.
Yeah, you know what? But that was Rosie to me. I mean, she always looked like that.
Amazing.
And I left and I spoke to the funeral director.
How did you actually climb inside the coffin?
Yeah. Well, you know, it opens in two pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And I opened both sides and I rolled her and I finished. And I told the funeral director, I said, Klaus,
our friend,
you may want to go closed casket on this one.
Oh, God.
It was just a thought. It was nice.
A brief peek inside the mind of Spiegel.
What we were getting during the commercial.
bottle.
That's scary.
How Rob was...
And we're getting a cleaned up version for radio.
Yeah.
We were both... I was having a little trouble. I thought I was going to hemorrhage. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, she was a great lady.
She was.
Well, thank you for paying tribute, Rob.
Her voice was her instrument, Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wasn't her
well, obviously,
instrument.
Your instrument was something else.
So to Nick and to George. Of course, Rosie. Good day.
Good day.
And thank you for years of entertainment.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, a couple of things.
Please change the subject so we can get the picture of Rob in the Clooney casket.
Oh, Rob, when he was telling us, also mentioned that he'd be glad to F Sharon Osbourne.
Yes, absolutely.
As soon as she's dead as well.
We have no idea. It's Rob's way of paying tribute.
Oh,
my.
He's not going to ask my wife. I'm not going to ask my wife. This is our family. Yeah, he's our wife, you know?
Right. What can we do for you?
A couple of things. The guy that just came from Madison, he's talking out of his hole. Station rocks. You can pick him up 80 miles from the city.
Maybe it's the guy's radio.
All right, my friend.
Yeah, I'm asking you. The station rocks. It absolutely kicks eight. There's a bad spot on the west side, but apart from that, the station kicks.
All right.
And whoever did the best of last week while you guys were gone,
yeah.
give him a pay raise. It was excellent.
Excellent. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was actually superb.
Nice. All right.
Really, really good. So,
thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
It's Susan from Philadelphia.
Susan from Philadelphia.
Yes. And I just wanted to welcome Buzz back.
Oh, thank you.
Buzz, go ahead. He's right here, Susan.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Susan. How are you? Are the buttons pushed?
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for coming back. I hope you're feeling well.
I feel great. I appreciate that.
Is there anything you can do to make Buzz feel better?
What?
Well, I was just asking.
He didn't know about Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, so should I...
Right, where's your Messiah now, huh?
I have a question. Susan?
Yes.
This is Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
I have a question for you. If you were to give Buzz a sponge bath, would there be anal play?
Does he like that?
He loves it.
Yes.
He likes it a lot.
Sure.
He loves to be loofed.
That wouldn't bother you?
No.
God bless you.
Would you use a sponge or a loofah, or would you do it just with suds and a bare hand?
Whatever he wants.
Oh, that's very nice, Susan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Susan, we're all agreed it's nice to have Buzz back, but we're never going to have Rosemary Clooney back.
No, we're not.
No.
But one of us in this room will cherish a memory of the hollow creaking of the casket.
She loved a sponge bath, too, but nothing but ice water.
Oh. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if word yet that Mike Landis is currently at ABC 7 in Denver. I spent the holiday out in Denver, and to my surprise, I saw Mike Landis.
Mike Landis.
The anchor.
Yeah.
No. Lead anchor of Denver 7, ABC.
Gotcha, my friend. Thank you. No, we had heard that. Real quick, what else did I want to mention for the weekend? Men in Black. See, I think they're disappointed with this. It's a 5-day weekend.
Right.
And it only made, only being relative, of course, $54.1 million.
I'd like to see the statistics for July 4th weekends, because what you do battle is the outdoor activities. I mean, I think people are doing stuff outside of the movies, you know, as opposed to like even a Memorial Day weekend would be a little different.
So you got Men in Black, number one, Adam Sandler, Mr. Deeds, number two, that stupid movie Bow Wow's Like Mike was number three.
That is more evidence that the country is, sliding very, very steadily towards a total lobotomy.
Then you got Lilo and Stitch, and then...
Now we're talking quality there.
Tom Cruise Minority Report.
Stitch!
Fifth place.
Right.
Fifth place. That's Stitch. Happening at the happening in the movie.
Stitch kept me in stitches.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lilo!
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Hi, Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz. Hey, listen, the Jack Cassidy bit you guys did a while back, I practically fell out of my car.
Jack Cassidy.
I loved it. It's the funniest bit, one of the funniest bits you guys have ever
seen. There we are, Jack Cassidy. I've got my ascot, and I am so hot today, I am on fire. I am bisexual. The bisexual Jack Cassidy.
You know, I saw...
Scared of fire?
I saw on A&E...
Well, my reason for calling is on eBay, American Psycho, one of your favorite films, they've been selling props.
Really?
Ooh. Yes.
What?
They had the chainsaw. The top chainsaw he used to chase down the girl in the hall.
How much?
Oh, gosh, I think the opening bid was $450.
Okay.
And then they had Patrick Bateman's business card.
Oh, I would love that. How much?
I would pay for that.
How much?
Yeah. I can't recall. I was trying to get through to you guys like a couple of weeks ago. I just couldn't do it.
Although, you know, really, you could just go to a printer and you could have one made, Mike.
You and I would, like, be at the store and, like, buy it, and then we'd, like... We flew into that halfway home.
I love Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I knew that Rosemary was a freak because you can't spell Clooney without Looney.
Right.
Hey,
thank you, Mike.
Hey, Rob's going to get upset.
I'm upset, Rob.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike
Show. Hi, Scarecrow.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hi. Oh, hold on. I had two more things I want to mention real quickly. First,
yes.
Madison, Wisconsin reminded me of the fact that my brother's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
Because my brother found his natural birth father.
Wow.
And he does have a story to tell about that.
Does he really? Was there contact?
There was contact.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to hear about that.
Wow. There was contact. No, and it was not Sam Huff.
Oh, okay.
Sam Huff.
I know there had been some talk.
It's not the natural father. And now I forgot what else I... never mind.
There was a train of thought when the guy was talking.
Yeah, I don't know.
A&E, Jack Cassidy?
Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Jack last night, I guess over the 4th of July holiday, at some point, they're running Columbo every night
right.
on A&E.
Sure.
And last night...
Was Cassidy the villain?
He was not only the villain...
As he often was.
But he was the magician.
Ah! Yes, sleight of hand, Cassidy!
Perfect.
And it was...
Jack Cassidy, you can't see where the card is, can you, Columbo?
There we are. So, Jack Cassidy-ish.
Jack Cassidy was big fans.
It was driving me crazy. If I hadn't already left you two messages about Ted Williams dying.
Oh, man, Jack Cassidy and Columbo.
I would have called you and told you, turn on A&E.
Light this cigarette for me before I retire.
Hello, Chris.
Then I will catch on fire.
What can we do for you? What can we do for you, Chris?
Hi.
Hi.
You guys have been so fantastic in the past 3 minutes that I've been on the phone now. I've lost my train of thought.
That's all right, darling.
The main thing was...
I'm bisexual. Because,
you know, I got really jealous when the last girl just called.
Well, that's all right. There's enough of me to go around.
Not as much. You've lost a little weight, Kimosabe.
I'm thinner than ever. Yes,
yes
true.
You are. You're as thin as Cassidy.
Just about.
He is just, Buzz, you're just the love of my life. Your voice soothes me like you would not believe.
Thank you.
Soothe her. Let me ask you a question. What is your name again?
Chris.
Thank you for calling, Chris.
Chris, here's a hypothetical from Jack Cassidy.
I'm bisexual.
In the event that you were to give the lovely Michael Elston a sponge bath...
Would that involve ass play?
Would that be anal play?
It certainly would.
With sponge or bare hand and suds?
Bare hands, I'm sure Buzz would prefer.
Wow. Yeah.
What about no suds?
Very nice.
Just hands.
Dry! Dry.
Very, very dry.
Dry.
Whatever that voice wants.
Wow. Wow.
Whatever that.
What if he just wants anal play, ass play? Forget about the bath.
I'm here for him.
Oh. Hi there. Jack Cassidy for anal play. You know he enjoyed it.
That is very nice. What a nice welcome.
John and Mike Show. Hello.
John, Mike.
Warm and tickly all over.
Hi there.
How are you? Hey, I had a question about one of the shows you had last week on the Vesta.
Yes, sir.
You guys were playing the song that the Nimrods paid $2,500 to get pressed up. It was like, send a poem.
Right.
We'll make your record. Are you guys ever going to get back to that?
No.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
You'll find that we are fickle that way.
Here you go, Mike, and directly off eBay.
Picture of
the Patrick Bateman business card.
Wow. You're right, though. I mean, that could be completely...
Well, you or I could go down to a stationery store and have one made.
Make one on your home computer.
The current bid is $20.50.
Well, you see, it's valueless because it wasn't in the movie. Is there any kind of certificate of authentication?
It does not say.
Is there anything to indicate that it's been in the back pocket
of Christian Bale?
Let me see.
I love Bale. I love that scene when he's doing his routine.
When he comes out of the shower.
American Psycho.
His tone taut body got Cassidy to the buy side of sex work.
Jack Cassidy.
Hey, my, Paul.
Nothing like those Hollywood playthings. He could be one of my toys. Jack Cassidy, come up to the suite for a little AP.
Mood. I'm in the mood for some ass play.
Play with me, Christian Bale.
Say, Peter Falk. It's me, Jack Cassidy, bisexual.
Hello there, I'm Jack Cassidy. Yes, that's right, I like boys and girls. And I like to smoke with a cigarette lighter. I mean, a cigarette holder.
Who's up for some ass play?
Ah, there's nothing like a little ass play. Right before dinner.
Sean.
David.
Shirley. This is Jack Cassidy.
How about we bring Hopalong along?
I'm bisexual,
Jack Cassidy.
I'm on Columbo.
And I seem to have caught myself on fire, Jack Cassidy.
And I love the ass play.
Nothing left but dental records, but what dental records they were.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jack Cassidy. I am bisexual.
Come up to my room and play with it. Play with mine, and I'll play with yours. Patrick Bateman.
We enjoyed ass play.
That's all we do at the Cassidy Mansion.
Although we got a break.
Very good.
We have to break.
Super. I'm a villainous ass player.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports. Some crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Say hello to all the living listeners. They're having a big picnic outside our studios here in Fairfax, Virginia, from the website. Still in front of the radio station. God bless them. Get a life, kids. Show, I want to discuss the future of fantasy football.
Okay,
on the Don and Mike Show. I wanted to discuss that now, and I also had a great article about Robert Blake.
Okay,
but we have late breaking news from the Don and Mike mailroom.
Really?
Really? And as a matter of fact, it's a letter. It's a letter from someone in jail.
Oh, really?
Ah, jail mail.
Do you remember Donna Dawn?
Yes, I do.
The inmate who tried to castrate himself?
It was a bloody, horrible, awful correspondence that you read one day about that individual.
It was.
He had sent us a series of four, maybe five letters in a row.
Right.
And as you can see, this is the latest one.
Yeah, it's he's still in the joint, obviously.
The letter is mailed to the Wisconsin prison system in Portage, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Portage. Dear, I don't like the way it's addressed. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
There we go. I've been called O'Malley many times in my career.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley. Dear Don and Mike. Hi. It's Donna Dawn. Once again, writing to you from the Wisconsin Department of Corrections.
Donna Dawn is a man, incidentally.
Yes.
We've established that.
Wants to be a woman.
Wants to be a woman and kind of is taking it into his own hands and razors.
Yeah. Since I last wrote to you, I've been held incommunicado briefly and shipped to a different prison. I still experience sexual harassment from male prison staff. Guards holler down from the guard tower, "Hey, get a license for that wiggle." I've had a guard wave a banana in front of me, suggesting what I would do to it if it was a penis.
Wow.
And a guard had stated that I can't be celled up because they won't clean up my mud coming out of my cell.
Oh, God.
These are a few These are a few examples of the couple of months I've been here. I continue to be discriminated against and denied a prison job. I want to be a woman. I tried to be a woman.
Yeah. We heard the graphic description of how Donna Dawn tried to make himself into a woman.
Yes, I wrote to you guys a while back and told you how I tried to do the operation myself using my shoelaces.
Oh, God. That was one of the grossest things I've ever heard on the show.
Very disturbing.
Where he sort of tied himself off until it rotted away.
Mm-hmm.
This happened at a prison in Green Bay. I sued the prison in federal court. My trial was several weeks ago in Madison, Wisconsin. I lost.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I lost because I did not have an attorney to represent me, and the judge would not appoint one. Previously unheard of in sexual assault cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how he's getting sexual assault out of this. Because
well, he says that the guards and the inmates picked on him.
Yeah.
Picked on him quite a bit,
he says.
Yeah, but also, if you remember, the last letter that he wrote to us, he had tied his shoelaces around his sack.
Right.
And was trying to get it to just wither and die.
And he had attached one end, I think, to the doorknob.
Was trying to pull off his twigs. His berries.
Yeah.
Pull his sack off. The judge excluded the prison guard's lengthy history of his conduct and did not allow the jurors to review the trial exhibits. During the trial, I was able to destroy the prison guard's credibility, get him to admit he's a liar, and show that he has perjured himself a number of times. Now I have to take a polygraph exam. I need to take a polygraph exam to prove what the prison guard did to me, as well as other abuse.
Right.
May I use you, Don and Mike, in my trial?
As character witnesses? Absolutely.
You would not actually have to come to Wisconsin.
Well, we couldn't do that.
But could you please write a letter on my behalf?
Absolutely not.
Please drop me a note on how we can do this. I can't wait an excessive amount of time on this matter.
Dear prison, Donna Dawn is a good man. Let him pull his sack off with string.
My testicles and scrotum are back.
Ugh.
I will remedy that soon enough.
Oh, my God. This is a guy that mutilates himself
on the back?
Well, I don't think they ever were gone.
Could you please relate over the air that they aren't doing anything?
Well, his testicles and scrotum are back?
Yeah.
And they aren't doing anything?
They aren't.
This is a normal person here.
I'd appreciate it so much, as would many other transsexual inmates. I love you guys.
Well, it's very nice.
And I miss your show. I'm not able to hear it in Portage, Wisconsin.
So glad to see things are going well.
And then he writes...
Going well for you.
He writes his real name. The prison guard and sexual predator still works for the prison the sexual assaults occurred at. His name is... And then he leaves the name of some guard.
Sheriff Head.
If you wish to contact him about the assaults... Here is his home phone number.
Hi.
Yeah, right. I'm going to call that guy up.
I want to take a moment to assault you.
What you do with that number is up to you.
Yes. That's frightening.
Yes,
frightening, really.
P.S. I hate my balls.
That's his whole thing, and he's tried to destroy them again and again and again, and I'm amazed that he hasn't had luck.
Very
but
sad.
I guess they're keeping sharp objects and shoelaces away from him now.
As we should.
That is the latest from Donna Dawn.
Donna Dawn, free mutilated transsexual.
Spitting in his own mud.
Yes. They won't clean the mud out of the cell.
No.
Which would indicate that there is mud in the cell.
That's odd, because they probably don't let him out. Where would the mud come from?
I have no idea, Rob, but I have a general idea.
Tell me in the break, I guess.
Those who would like to write to him, I will give his address.
Mud.
Address mail only as indicated.
Mud man.
Or the Nazis in prison mailroom will return it to you, addressee unknown.
Very good. Sir.
Any of you guys out there want to write to him and tell him that... me and Mike like him fine,
uh-huh.
but we're not writing a letter on his behalf to the prison board.
Right. We won't do that without a picture.
No.
You can.
Or else your name will be Mike.
Send him and say, we'll write a letter for him if he sends us a picture.
Sexy picture?
Here is the name.
Sexy girl.
Mud. Donna Dawn.
Right.
Last name, Konitzer. Inmate number 105033. Columbia Correctional Institution, 2925 Columbia Drive, Post Office Box 900, Portage, Wisconsin, 53901.
It's, I think, appropriate that he is in the cheese state.
There you go. There you go.
Absolutely important that he's in the cheese state.
I never thought that we'd hear again from Donna Dawn.
If you want to know the summation of that entire letter, just that one sentence, God, I hate my balls.
My testicles and scrotum are back. I will remedy that soon enough.
Unwanted.
Okay.
My God.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Very scary.
He made it up.
I don't want to clean up the mud coming out of my cell.
Yeah, mud coming out of his cell. That would mean there's a lot of mud.
Wow.
You.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, there he is. Buzz, he's alive. And what is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, the scientific breakthrough that gentleman's relish fights depression in women.
Hey.
Really?
Yes. I like that story.
New research.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
scrotational.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Semen makes women happy. A new study says women who receive semen in the traditional way are less depressed than women who don't, either because of abstinence or condoms.
What is the traditional way?
Well, I guess missionary. I guess, you know, intercourse would be the normal, would be the traditional way. Yeah. That's what I really meant, was intercourse.
But doctors say that they haven't tested that aspect of it, but they figure that if it works in the traditional way, then it may work in the less traditional way
like
as well.
I like it just fine. I'm Jack Cassidy. What about cutting loose in a girl's hair?
I doubt that will do any good.
How about
make her hair shinier?
How about what we were talking about earlier? In the no-no.
You mean ass play?
Again, I think that the researchers would say in this case that since it is absorbed into the body, that their guess would be that that would work too, but they've not tested that either.
Okay. Can it get absorbed in there?
I believe that it can.
Yes, sure
that
can, Mike.
Suppositories.
It sure can.
Suppositories work, so why not that?
This is true.
The study's authors say they do not want to discourage the use of condoms, but they say that in their study group, the women whose partners didn't use them were happier and less depressed than the other women.
Really?
Researchers at the State University of New York say it's because the women absorb the mood-altering hormones, that's right, that are found in semen.
But if you don't wear a rubber, then you knock up every girl that you have sex with.
Right, and there's a risk of disease, of course, too. So, they're saying, you know, we're not saying stay away from condoms.
No, they're going to be pregnant, but they won't care. Because they'll be happy.
Huzzah!
Wrong. Dumb study. Wrong. Not correct.
They say they've ruled out all the other possibilities. They're pretty sure of themselves in this study.
Happy?
More happy, less depressed.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. I give my wife an awful lot of penicillin.
See, you've talked about that before.
I really don't know.
This backs you up.
I don't know at all.
God, I hate to think what she'd be like without my penicillin.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is making her in a better mood, the vats, the gallons, the super big gulp size.
Right, exactly.
That I supply her with on a regular basis.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is. There's the mat of it.
The endless supply.
And all I can think is one thing.
And that's the happiest she is.
Maybe if I made more. Maybe if I made more, I wouldn't be in my current situation. That's all I have to say.
Interesting.
Hello, Don. Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
What the hell? How are you going to give away the ending of Minority Report?
What are you talking about?
The old man, you said.
God, I hate it when somebody calls with something completely and totally unrelated to the show.
We have not even talked about Minority Report today.
There's nothing about it.
Man, what have you been? You've been stewing on this for a week?
Yes, I have. Because it was a waste of money. There was only one guy in the whole goddamn movie that was old.
Hey, listen, douchebag. Minority Report has been out, I believe,
in 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks now.
Last week you talked about it, though.
F you.
F me.
F you.
F you. You're worse than the guy that's yelling.
F you.
You're worse than the guy that was yelling in the movie theater.
F
oh,
you.
That's the guy, that's the guy. I thought, oh, Jesus.
You know,
Christ.
You know, we go
yeah,
through a
done.
Nice, we go through
that's
a nice,
done.
We go through a nice happy show,
yeah.
And then a dick like you calls right at the end, and now you're all happy
I'm,
about
I'm
yourself.
I'm gonna tell you something. The movie's way over your head anyway.
Well, you please, should, I got it right away. Please,
go and join Ben in Black.
Right,
you got it right,
right
away.
Right,
you
right,
got it right
yeah.
away. Small-minded moron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick.
All right, guys.
All right, you're an a-hole.
All right, thank you.
You're a pure a-hole.
Fig bucker. Wow. Really, you fig bucker.
And he's gone like the wind.
Good.
And speaking of movies, and you mentioned this earlier, you're talking about the fact that Men in Black opened with $54 million over the weekend, and you thought that's probably less than they expected.
Yeah.
They're now saying that that movie took in... Wednesday through Sunday took in $90 million, which I think is more in the ballpark you were thinking of.
Well, they should be happy about that.
But yeah, that's more than the original took in.
Where's the USA Today?
So they are happy about that.
I've got it right over here, Don.
That's the headline in USA Today.
Yes, I know. I saw that this morning. But
Men in Black 2 heads for the black with $54.1 million.
Right. That's the Saturday and Sunday figure, apparently, or the Friday through Sunday figure. The Wednesday through Sunday figure, just reported by CNN, $90 million.
Well, that's right up there with some of the big ones.
Right. And they say it's more money than the first movie took in.
And incidentally, I didn't even see that one.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
They killed the aliens.
What?
Oh boy, thanks a lot.
They killed the aliens.
Do they look like bugs?
Don.
Yeah, a lot of them look like bugs.
Like a big cocky roach?
And Mr. Deeds,
uh-huh.
At the end,
yeah.
Adam Sandler gets to keep the money.
Oh, fantastic.
And he ends up hooking up with Winona Ryder.
Does he get his foot back?
No, the foot is what it is.
Permanently frozen.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like
that
is terrifically funny. I love that part.
That's a good part where he jams the
not the best part,
fireplace tool into his foot.
A really good part.
Very, very funny, and then he's just kidding.
Yeah,
it's
a joke.
A Don and Mike favorite, the annual running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
Anybody get killed?
Well, three people were gored in the first run yesterday.
There you go. What's taken today?
And nobody's died, but there have been four more injuries today.
Excellent.
Three of them minor, but one other guy did get gored in the shoulder.
Excellent.
One of the three people gored yesterday was a young American from Kansas who got gored in the leg.
Are we all in agreement? People that do that deserve to die.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, next year, for the running of the bulls, it should be made up strictly of guys who fly balloons.
Amen.
Hot air balloons
rich
around
guys,
the world.
Right.
Rich guys.
Yeah.
High bull is what he was
talking to a bull. A New Jersey mobster's taken a fall and died. Little Sammy Corsaro, the former number two man in John Gotti's New Jersey branch, is gone at the age of 59.
God rest his soul.
Oh, man. Oh, he was such a good man. Thank God.
Officials say he had a heart attack and fell down some stairs.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He was called Little Sammy because he was only 5'5".
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for ruining the end of Men in Black for me. I appreciate that.
All right, my friends. Now, there's somebody who gets the joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think
bye-bye.
So. A coroner in the Chicago area is asking for stronger equipment to handle the overweight corpses he's been getting. In Kane County, just outside Chicago, the coroner says there's been an influx of bigger bodies in the past few months. Seven that weighed over 500 pounds each.
You got three guys in this room that are all giving each other real weird looks right now.
One of which was 700 pounds.
And now we're not in that class.
Quoting the coroner, right now our equipment is rated for 300 pounds.
Right.
Officials say the trend is toward more overweight Americans.
Is there a lot lighter after they've been embalmed? Like my lady.
Like Clooney?
There you go again.
Let me just tell you one thing.
And she's happy.
You've not had embarrassment until you've been on a 4th of July beach.
Right.
Oh, no.
And I mean crowded.
Right.
I mean wall-to-wall people.
Right.
And had one of those El Cheapo beach chairs collapse under your gigantic ass.
Oh, that's sad.
you okay, Mike?
I'm sorry.
Mike's choking on his water.
On the 4th? On the holiday?
On the 4th.
Wow.
We're sitting on the beach.
I have spit out all my water, ladies and gentlemen.
I got my chair that I bought at Sensations. It's about $12.
Right.
And it went down, huh?
All I did was lean back.
They don't make them well enough.
Mike, all I did was lean back a little too much.
Sure.
And I mean, that baby folded. That baby was...
Could you hear laughter around you?
Oh, are you kidding?
God.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
And then, of course, there's the humiliation of having to get up,
right,
wipe the sand off you,
sure,
pick the chair up,
see if it's fixable,
realize that I'm not going to be able to use it anymore, and I have to walk all the way across the beach.
Oh, God.
To throw it away.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm not going to have it just sit there
as a reminder.
And then what I have to do is I have to go to the girl at the stand, and right. Now I have to rent a chair. And she's already seen right. The last one that I was in.
I don't know.
That's just falling apart anyway.
Oh, my right. God.
We've decided to deny you a chair.
You
wow.
No, that one was fine.
Oh, right. Boy.
It was fine.
They'll put up a lot in San Francisco, but they've had their fill of public urination and defecation. The Board of Supervisors there is now looking at a new law that would fine violators up to $500 each.
Yeah, but the key is catching them.
Yeah. According to the proposal sponsor, anyone who walks downtown is smelling urine and defecation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the place. We have a law that says dogs can't do it, but nothing that says humans can.
All I think of, whenever I hear a story like this, I think about that day that you and Frank went down to the Chuck Norris film.
Oh, yeah.
And you found the pile of human.
Yeah, there was a human BM.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was obvious that it was from a homeless guy. It was not a dog BM.
Yeah.
It was a human BM.
Right down like the little stairwell.
Right in front of this theater. We were going to have Chuck Norris on the show, but they wouldn't let Chuck Norris on the show unless we went to see his stupid movie first.
Well, the movie wasn't that good, Chuck, but you should have seen that BM right outside the theater.
Quoting one homeless man in San Francisco, when you got to go, you got to go.
It should be the number one priority.
Or number two.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Howdy, Don. I just wanted to add you, Mr. Deeds. The butler gets the money, not Mr. Deeds.
All right, thank you. I was guessing I hadn't seen it.
Well, you,
all right, bye.
You've ruined it now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's what I'm saying, Mike.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, I just want to thank Mike.
Why?
For ruining the end of that bit for me.
What bit?
The bit about the end of the bit, about the end of the movie.
Stop it. You're starting to give me a headache.
Get out of here.
Love ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Want to get right?
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm getting right back to you, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And sports baseball players are not expecting their union to set a strike date today. But a strike is the big topic as the union's executive board meets near Chicago. Players are considering walking out next month, hoping that the threat of that will keep owners from changing the game's economic rules in the offseason. Ted Williams would be spinning in his grave if he was in a grave. The daughter of baseball great Ted Williams says she's fighting with her half-brother to keep her father's body from being frozen in a cryogenics lab.
I hope they beat that son of a bitch, that John Henry. I think that's the guy.
That's the guy's name.
Trying to make an honest buck, Mike.
Yes.
Just freeze your dad and cut his head off.
Oh, he sees him, big toe. Don't come to Boston.
Bobby Jill Farrell, Williams' daughter with his first wife, says she plans to rescue her father's body from an Air Arizona cryonics company. Farrell said her half-brother had the body moved from a Florida funeral home to the Alcor Life Extension Foundation to freeze and preserve it. Williams will be honored at tomorrow's All-Star Game in Milwaukee. The game's MVP award will be named after the Hall of Famer who died on Friday. In the meantime, the three-day All-Star break continues.
Now I tell you. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, my head's gone. Really, put it back, baby.
And finally.
Wow. Teddy Morgan. Wow. Which has still alive as an Asprey.
Cryonics. Right here.
Finally, you will no longer be able to buy the soiled underwear of 21-year-old Christine Vetter online.
Oh. Why?
The attractive blonde was selling the used underwear from her website, which is now shut down. She says she grossed about $9,000 in the last year or so.
And we mean gross.
She now faces up to 5 years in prison or $250,000 fine for, and I quote, mailing indecent and filthy substances.
Well, describe filthy.
Exactly. It's one man's beauty. I'm right. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you, everybody. And thanks to all those people from around America who came by today.
Yeah, most of them because of RadioGodsForum.com, and we appreciate that. And there was another one, and I wish I remembered it, but I don't.
Do you remember the other website?
DNMFans.com, I believe.
You might be wrong.
DNMShow.com.
Very close.
There we go.
Put it in the headphones.
There you go. Typing things until you get it.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Justin and Rob.
Goodbye, Don. Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, Rosemary.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Ask until we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.